market news in terms of other investments. The market has done very well over the past several weeks, Mark.
Yes, it actually has. Earnings have come in very, very good. The market's been up the last 7 of 8 weeks. The Dow for the last week, it was up almost a little over 0.5%. It's been up 3% month-to-date. So far, year-to-date, it's up 6%. So it's doing real well. So we'll see what happens if we can actually get a double-digit return for the rest of the year. It's got a little ways to go to do that, but it could happen, the rate it's going. It's kind of a quiet day out there today. We don't have a lot of earnings reports. Texas Instruments going to report after the bell, which that's a big bellwether tech company. Amgen also is going to report after the bell, which they're the biggest biotech company in the world. As far as this morning, there wasn't much going on. There was Lorillard, which is a big cigarette maker. They're the third largest cigarette maker in the world. Their earnings rose 16%, so that was good. Verizon came out and talked about how many people they're adding onto their service, and it sounds like they're getting their lunch eaten by the iPhone, because everyone's going over to AT&T and signing up for an iPhone instead of going to Verizon, which is not allowed to carry the iPhone. They only signed up half as many people at Verizon as they did last year, where AT&T is really going gangbusters with people signing up for the iPhone. Now, what I did find interesting, though, this morning was there was a survey of economists that came out, and they talked about what they thought about the economy, and they expect this economy to grow about 2% this year, which is not great, but not bad. At least we're growing. And they called this the U.S. recovery from the Great Recession. Instead of the Great Depression, we went through the Great Recession is what they nicknamed it. They did expect, though, from surveys of several different companies, they expect that the economy to grow, but no one really to start hiring. None of the companies they surveyed said, we're going to hire anybody. But the good news is they all said, we're not going to lay off anybody else. We're going to stay where we're at, and we're comfortable with the amount of employees we have. And they talked about what they're going to invest in the future. They said, well, we plan on investing in computers and communication equipment. And they said, we expect to invest in that heavily. So it looks like that's where corporations are going, and it looks like we're going to stay here with high unemployment for quite a while.
Yeah, they just don't want to use that word depression, and it may actually not be, but it certainly, I don't know if the Great Recession completely describes it.
I don't know either, but I thought that was pretty interesting. It's a good way to coin that.
All right, Mark, thanks for the information today, and we'll check in tomorrow.
All right, take care.
All right, that's the latest from Stern AG and Leach from Mark Myers, and you can reach Mark or John Taylor at 782-2527. Of course, it's area code 479, or John Taylor at sternag.com, and certainly Mark Myers at sternag.com.